And we are back for this two-part. Truly just texted Dr. K and said, I'm going to be videoing today. And also, we need to start a little late because I am about to have a conversation about Jennifer Aiden. So thanks so much for giving me your entire day and possibly also year. Return guest co-host, writer, comedian, and co-host of the podcast Ruined, Allison Livey.
I'm still here.
You're trapped.
I live here now. I'll move in. What else am I doing?
Listen.
I'll bring the cat.
You know what I feel like I need to ask someone to do? Mm-hmm. And we will move on from Summer House. But someone needs to volunteer as tribute and like download Dawn and put in like $5 and just tell us what that experience
is. Maybe do that.
Would you do that? Would you take I'll think about it.
I'm going to take a little peruse around and see like what I'm really locking myself into. But yes, I could do that.
Because like, again, it's like she doesn't need to be good at the thing to take an interest in it, but it would be helpful, but maybe I'm like looking for more from her. Not everybody can be a founder and CEO, and maybe that's just not her journey right now. Maybe she is, you know, like, look, Kyle was selling like board shorts and shit before figured out Loverboy. So maybe this is Danielle's journey
and like a health app or something.
Was
Phoenix? F-E-N-I-X.
Was it insurance related?
No, I think it was like personal training and nutrition through your phone. And it's like, oh, there's so many of those.
What? How is it spelled?
F-E-N.
Hate it already. I don't like an F.
I don't like an F.
I don't like an F and an E.
Phoenix.
No, I hate that. That makes me upset.
He met an investor and then the investor was like, no. On the show.
At what point in time did people decide that spelling stuff intentionally incorrectly was the way to go?
It's
make
insulting.
Regular spelling the real thing again.
Yes.
D-O-N-N-E. Is that on what?
I don't know.
Because she's donning something, I guess.
Yeah, but that's like not how you spell that.
if you add the ing. If you're
D-O-N-N-E-I-N-G.
Oh, yeah. No, because she has the E there. That's the problem.
D-O-N-N-I-N-G. Right.
I'm trying to give her credit, but there's no credit that is due. There is no credit to be done. But there is an awful lot of credit that we need to give to the most recent episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yes. Because holy fucking shit.
Yes.
Now, you sent me a list of discussion points of topics that I immediately forgot about. So I'm so thankful that you reminded me, because when I read them yesterday, I was like, oh, this is wonderful and very funny. So I think that we need to kind of go through the list.
Yes.
But can I actually, before we do that, can I start with the end here?
I think that's important.
Because I rewatched the whole episode this morning and rewatched Rachel and Watch What Happens, because I really genuinely hadn't been paying attention the first time. I rewatched though the full episode before you came over and we started our 19-hour long recording session. And thanks again so much for that.
Yes.
But I watched the actual like fight altercation at least 10 times.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like kept needing to. It was not Zapruder exactly.
Yeah. But it certainly.
There was a grassy knoll. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What was your reaction to that moment, to the altercation itself?
I think like Jen Aiden, I'm like, you know that if you so much put a pinky finger on Danielle, she is going to like throw a glass at your head. Like you just like you have the way she has talked about Danielle in previous episodes, like kind of that she's like trash, that she like that she's one of these kind of like loud like women. Like I think that Jen knew what she was doing a little bit in that moment, that Danielle would overreact to a slight, because like you see Jen shut, like it's, I mean, maybe that's super aggressive physically for Jen. I don't know her life. I mean, I guess I know some of it because it's on television. But like I think that she was trying to get her to do something crazy. And she did.
I'm not saying this is apples to apples, but it gives me a little bit of Kenya Porsche reunion energy of like, you're bringing props, you're trying to escalate a situation because you're looking for a response. And when I watched that moment over and over and over again between Jen and Danielle, the way that Jen's voice stayed so calm because she was trying to fuck with her. She wanted her to make a reaction.
Yes.
But Jen Aden's number one fuck up with this, in like saying things that she knew would be upsetting and triggering and trying to get Danielle to freak out, was Jen is the one who put her hands on Danielle first. You almost did it. You could have successfully said, I had no idea she was going to be physical, or like, she should be able to like just deal with my words without putting it into action. But she fucked
up. But she touched her first.
She didn't just touch her.
She shoved her.
She lunged for her neck. You still to me, it's play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Right.
She still to me would have been, Jen Aden, I mean, 100% wrong based on the way she was trying to provoke her.
Right.
But the provocation itself, when it came to physical stuff, it wasn't even escalated by Danielle. It was just received by Danielle. Jen to me did worse than Danielle. Danielle threw a drink. Jen lunged for her neck. You lose to me any kind of like, who me? And then when she, after the fact, went, oh, I don't think I touched her. She knew she fucked up. And she couldn't control herself.
Right. And I think that like, everything she was doing that led up to the physical stuff starting was so like, as calculated as Jen Aden can be, which isn't much. I don't think much of her like lot. Like her.
You don't think she's calculated?
I think she's calculated. I think she's like not like
great at it.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. I think she's like, I'm doing something. And it's like, there's a better thing to do. Mm-hmm. But you don't understand that. And she like, cause even the things she like, when it was, when she shifted and was like, well, actually there's more. Like when she was like, it's actually this other thing that I'm also like, when Danielle is already keyed up about the fight that they had had at the Lemon house party, I'm like,
Tulum, Tulum.
Well, no, that was at Melissa's.
Oh, sorry.
She's like, housewarming, but also lemons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, of course.
The Amalfi Coast, Allison.
Of course.
The Amalfi Coast.
Before we went to Mexico.
Right. I love it.
I'm like, but we never left New Jersey. Incredible. I do have to say, the New Jersey women are stepping it up for like, it's a party in my house, but there's a weird theme.
I kind of love both, honestly.
I was like, this is something. It's better than like Beverly Hills. They're like, the theme is I'm rich. Like, I can't watch Kyle have another party where it's just like, we all wore designer. And I'm like, I just can't. You guys are so fucking boring. Be more interesting. It's a lunch. What? But like the fact that like they already had a fight at the House Lemon party. Mm-hmm. And then that was what they were talking about at Tulum Tulum. And then Jen, like, and Danielle is like getting worked up, and Jen is getting her worked up. And then she's like, also this other thing. Like, she was just, you could tell that she was trying to rile Danielle up to the point that whatever Danielle did was so much worse than anything Jen was doing. Mm-hmm. But she put her hands on her, and you can't do that.
She lunged for her neck.
I mean, I only watched it once, and it kind of like, so I don't.
She went in, she was like, it was like the claw. Like the claw was going for her clavicle. You can't do that.
No.
And then somehow Danielle was escorted out. And then both of these women were at some point, for some point in time, suspended by production when they were launching an investigation. Not to be the girl that's like, you know, Bravo's doing too much. But right. I did not understand that, because I was thinking this was going to be like a fucking huge throwdown fight. So when I saw that,
it was a
moment,
shove and a throw.
It which was like, a it shove and a throw.
You know, it's still like, but I'm like, we've seen this before. And I don't necessarily think it was going to escalate, like, without, like, look, there were other people around. They were going to separate each other. I don't think it was going to turn into like a serious injury necessarily.
No.
Not that it's okay to have physical encounters that aren't worn, like, I get, like, there's a gray area where it's like, this is bad, and like, they should separate them, and maybe we need to have like a mediator come be like, no more hitting each other. But I don't think it was like, we have to investigate this big, serious, we've had things that are bigger than this in terms of requiring investigations stepping in on Bravo that had nothing. So
Bravo is doing this thing of like trying to pick and choose, super overcorrecting, but also doing stuff for us of like, we're taking these things seriously,
right,
versus having an understanding of what is actually serious. Because I could make the argument that some of these physical altercations
are
much less serious than some other breaks
emotional
in codes of conduct that are not being investigated.
Yes.
So it's like, to pick and choose, the cherry picking is weird, but also like defining what the cherry is,
yes,
is fucking
very strange,
especially on New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey, it's a weird place.
It is a very, this televised Franklin Lake
is a weird place.
It's peculiar. It's definitely the episode itself I thought was great, but it's also,
I thought it,
like,
was a good episode.
What is happening?
I just, like, it's also one of those episodes that's both like entertaining and enraging to me, because I'm like, there's actually like some very basic, just general misunderstandings between people that are escalating in, like, Danielle's trying to say, like, I only put people on the step and repeat who contributed money. That was what it was for. And like, but she wasn't great at, like, she didn't say that until we were already so far down this road.
She was shocked.
That no, but it's like, if they could have sat down and be like, no, like, here's a sheet of, like, here's how much money these places that were on the step and repeat gave us, and that's why they were on it. You didn't give us any money. If you had given money, we would have absolutely had you on. But I do think there is a little bit of a fourth wall that needs to sometimes be broken, because I think that Jen sees herself as, me coming to the event is not, I'm your friend and I paid the ticket. It's, I'm a public figure.
I'm a celebrity.
Who's bringing attention
get me out
to
of here.
Your thing. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. I think that when she's thinking about it, she's like, I'm a housewife. I've been on the show for years. People know who I am. I am a public figure. I am a celebrity. I came to your event, your first big event. That is a form of payment. And I do think, like, while I don't know that that is true in the world of charitable events and money being spent, I do think that that's a real thing for her to think. And I think it's fair. Is it a one-to-one of, I donated money and you have to put my company name on a step and repeat? I don't know. But I do think that, like, sometimes we need to, like, because they're having two different conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about, like Danielle isn't thinking of Jen Aiden coming to her event as any kind of work, quote-unquote, exchange of goods, public figure. She's thinking, we're both on this cast. I had an event. You came to it because I asked you to. And, like, there is just, like, a little bit of a, like, wow, we sometimes, like, the world of Bravo kind of starts eating itself. And I think, like, maybe it would be beneficial to, like, get to point that out every once in a while on camera. But then, I'm interested in the drama that would have created of, like, the status between Jen and Danielle in terms of what they each think they are on the show. That's fun. But I do think that was a big part of the misunderstanding that, like, I see what's happening. There is no reasoning through it, but that is, like, a real difference that we're not acknowledging, that I don't think that Jen is capable of articulating necessarily, because I don't think she's thinking of it consciously in that way, but she is thinking of it in that way. I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
But the whole additional level there is, like, but I'm going to accuse you of being a bad person on camera.
Yeah.
Because we're filming
a TV
show. Oh, no,
she's terrible.
Don't get me wrong. She said the step and repeat. What was the language that she used? She said, you're just not thoughtful about a charitable event.
Yeah.
Because I'm zaring out and think, or truth faith. It's very much OG New York coded.
Yeah.
Of like, I should be the center of attention. My business should be
the
on
center,
this thing.
Yeah. It should be centered and featured and talked about. And I should be thanked
for no other reason than I have more power and a longer history on the show than you do.
Yes.
Like, I deserve to be respected. And that's tough. It's also, to me, just genuinely funny that Jen Aiden is like, my value is that I showed up. So that's cash. But there are levels here. Like, this is the thing that, like, you can just write off of, like, Jen Aiden talking out of her ass and Danielle speaking the total truth, or vice versa. Because there are levels. There are.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, you know, and I've have a long, years-long background in event producing, galas, whatever. When it comes to, like, showing up to an event and that bringing value, that does exist. There are firms that solely make money on booking celebrities.
Yes, to show up at places and right. walk down a red carpet or stand in a VIP box or just be photographed there.
And be paid potentially tens of thousands of dollars by said nonprofit or another entity that some is connected mm-hmm. to the nonprofit, because the nonprofit has an understanding that that is going to bring us in income.
Yeah.
Like, you can make that decision with who you're giving an award yeah. to. And then
there is a math that is done
sure.
on the back end of all of
yes.
this stuff of like, this person has this level of notoriety and them being photographed there raises our notoriety to a level that will result in dollars to the org.
And sometimes people get paid
yeah.
to perform at or participate in charitable events. Sometimes that's negotiated. Sometimes the negotiation is getting an award. Sometimes the negotiation is accepting an award, and yeah. in addition to receiving said award, in exchange for that, you will donate or bring in mm-hmm. X number of dollars. And also, when it comes to charitable events, there is also a spectrum with what it means to host. There are people who have mm-hmm. bajillions of dollars who host charitable events at their home or somewhere else who are not paying the expenses because their hosting is in and of itself a payment. They're able to get in other people who are
yeah.
willing to spend X amount of dollars
right.
for a table or whatever because they want to be in the presence of that like mega wasp
if you
or celebrity or whatever else.
If you run in circles with people who have 8, 9, 10 figure net worths
yeah.
that like are people that donate to things, that show up to things, like that is a, there is an exchange there.
Sometimes there are, you know, it could be a Susan Bajillionaire will host a private event at her home, and Susan Bajillionaire will have an understanding that host means I'm paying for the catering, I'm paying for X,
ballet, cars, whatever it is.
I am covering those costs because that is what the hosting job means to me. And sometimes there are situations where Susan Bajillionaire is hosting the event or getting you access into a private club, but not paying the mm-hmm. bills. Those bills are taken out of the money that's raised or just in a different way by development. And still, does the organization still make money at the end of the day? Hopefully they make a lot, but both realities exist. The reality where the host
yeah.
covers the cost and the reality where the host does not. Both of those things are real, and there can be, you know, as long as the nonprofit, hopefully, and that person have an understanding,
yes.
it works out, God bless. The one part here that gives me a little bit of pause is Jen Eden saying, who I don't really trust at all, but Jen Eden saying she had a conversation with Danielle, and Danielle used the language of like, I'm going to pay myself for my time first. That sentence to me
yes.
is not great.
No.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that dollar amount is and if that's maybe her, but like, you volunteered for this. They didn't hire you, or did they hire you? Like, I don't, like, it's like, but either way, that's a bad look because that's not what's done.
And also, different people are donating different things. Like, there's this conversation about Danielle not letting her, the person who did her hair for free, into VIP.
Yes.
Danielle responding and saying that's a security issue. That
no.
makes me, I give a little bit of an eye roll to that because I'm also
too.
Thinking, like, this person did you a solid and is a small business and not making money and saying
right.
also that they bought a VIP ticket or a ticket to this event. You couldn't let them into VIP.
You couldn't let them sit with you for a little bit.
You know who they are.
They touched your head.
Right. It's not a security issue. It's an issue of you wanting to feel like big, strong, famous, and
yes.
important.
Yes.
That to me,
I do think there's a lot, like,
there's a lot
nuance with Danielle
yes.
that is like this event, and like it was her first big event,
mm-hmm.
I guess, like of her kind of not knowing, like, and thinking like, oh, this, I'm basically Cher.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be thanking me. I get this private thing. I'm going to get all this free stuff. I'm going to get all my friends this and do this and blah, blah, blah. And I should pay myself because this was a lot of work. And I think that there's a lot of that I don't think is boiling down to she's a horrific person, but I think she's new to this and doesn't understand anything and just kind of did selfishly want a little bit of like the glitz, glam and charm of being the center of a big fancy thing.
Right.
It doesn't make her like evil.
Right.
But it does make her wrong.
If staying hydrated was an Olympic sport, I would get a gold medal every time. Now, AGs know that I take staying hydrated really seriously. I happen to have a health condition which requires a precise focus on hydration and electrolytes throughout the day. And especially with the summer heat in New York City in full swing, staying hydrated and having those electrolytes is more important than ever before. That's why I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV delivers better hydration than water alone with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients, including my beloved sodium. God bless. It is so easy to use. My favorite thing to do is chill a bottle of water, throw that in my bag, go for a light, lovely little stroll, and I enjoy a packet of Liquid IV in that water. So I can stay my best throughout the day. It's so easy. My personal favorite is lemon lime. I also love adding Liquid IV to some seltzer and have a little bit of a spritz when I'm back in my apartment. Liquid IV is also the hydration multiplier. It's perfect for before, during, and after workouts. And for me as a chronic walker, I love, love, love taking a stroll around New York. It's the perfect complement, and better to have some Liquid IV electrolytes and hydration before you start to feel bad. I always have a couple sticks in my bag wherever I go. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code ANDY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today by using promo code ANDY at liquidiv.com. I know summer is upon us when I get just the instinctive need and desire for a veggie dog and a veggie burger, and maybe putting on my sunglasses, which I also happen to wear at night during wintertime as well. And for those delicious summer grilling meals and outdoor entertaining, bread and buns are essential when you're serving up those burgers, hot dogs, sandwiches, and more. That's where Hero Bread steps in. Hero Bread reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. Hero Bread fits perfectly into so many different lifestyles and health goals. Getting enough fiber, cutting down on sugar, adding more protein, Hero is here to save the day. Hero Bread has all your favorites with no consequences or compromises. 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code ANDY at checkout. That's ANDY at hero.co. After watching Lala and Sandoval's behavior on the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I developed such an intense thirst. I guess it's contagious when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules. So thank goodness for Fiji Water. Fiji Water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the United States. It has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH, and unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. In fact, Fiji Water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two, giving it signature soft, smooth taste. As someone who has spoken on the pod time and time again about the importance of having electrolytes, especially this summer, Fiji fits into my lifestyle so well. Before going on a little bit of a stroll, just a short one in these warmer summer temps, I grab my Fiji Water and I am out the door. Unlike some other premium bottled waters in the market, there's no ingredient statement on Fiji Water because there's nothing added to the water itself. Fiji Water is Earth's finest water. And as someone who's currently deep in the throes of watching Bravo's Finest Television, also known as Summer House, I know that having Fiji Water by my side is keeping me hydrated and refreshed. So Lala, take that.
Yeah. And also, conversely, Jen Aden saying everyone on the planet who's ever hosted an event understands that if you're a good person, you're going to underrate all the costs. Not only am I not sure that that's something that Jen Aden actually does in her real life,
yeah,
but that's not really fair to the universe of nonprofits and of fundraising. And the reality is, like, said organization could have approached Danielle and said, would you host this?
And yeah, we don't know what that all
right. And
looks
Jen's
like.
Jen's not the only celebrity, Bravo-lebrity involved in this. So is Danielle. It's also possible that there's something else that happened, but I'm giving side eye in a couple different ways to both of these women. But Jen shoved her. And also Jen knew what she was doing. And the tone of her voice, when
she was
get that, she was poking the bear and she had an idea in mind of how this was going to escalate. So first she's saying, you're doing something maybe financially inappropriate and irresponsible, which is a big accusation to make on camera, especially when there's a charitable
component.
Thank you so much. That there's that. And then also on top of that,
hair.
Let's talk about the hair.
I'm like, oof, the hair, those photos. The Jersey women, they're always running a little bit behind the times. And that's what's so lovable about Jersey is, like, you look at them and you're like, I don't know what year it is. Which I think is like, you don't have to be like Dorit to like be like,
Dorit doesn't know what year it is.
Well, Dorit doesn't know anything, but like,
yeah,
it's, but I do think that Dorit is trying to stay on top of like, what are the young people doing? What are the Kardashians doing? What are, like, I think that she's trying to chase where I think like New Jersey's just like, oh, this is fancy. Like, you know, I think they have like a little bit of a, like, it's glittery. It's it says Chanel. Like, I think that they, and which I think is just something that like culture is slowly moving beyond a little bit in terms of like, that's like, those women aren't understanding like the already passe quiet luxury.
Like, yeah, they're not.
They're loud.
Yeah. We're not. These are not goop people.
No.
Yeah.
So like, I think that it's like they're always a little.
And thank
bit,
God for that, by the way. I don't want that in New Jersey.
No. I want them to be dressed exactly as they are, all thinking they're going to a different party.
Yeah, I want counterfeit Chanel.
Absolutely,
it makes me feel like I'm at home.
But yeah, those wavy extensions are just a 2017 chef's kiss to see those photos for that website and be like, yeah, her hair is amazing. And it's these like waist length blonde mermaid waves that just really it warmed my heart to see that.
Is that no longer a thing? I have so much hair. I have very thick hair. So that's never been a I've never thought about it.
The styling, the long.
I thought that was still it.
Long, super kind of like really sculpted waves, I think, are
I didn't even know that was no longer a thing.
I think they're meant to be on New Jersey. A certain subset, but it's not like current like fashion culture way.
Okay. So what's like Alex Earle doing now? Well, like, what's that energy?
I think it's shorter. It's a little less done.
Oh.
I think there's still plenty of extensions. I don't think extensions are out. It's just like the styling
it's
of those
styling.
Extensions.
Oh, okay.
The long,
I had no idea. I really didn't know.
Long, long, very mermaidy, like sculpted waves. I think it's like
I think it looks great.
I mean, it's such a look and it works on Jersey and I love it. And it's like, I'm sure that woman's business is booming in Franklin Lakes.
I feel like I also see it, maybe not Upper East Side, but like aspects of New York, I 100% see it.
100%.
Mermaid
That's
waves.
Still mermaid waves are still a thing, but they
Hampton's
are not
hair.
Like they're just not as current.
Got it. Of the time.
Of the time, I think.
So
anyway,
so Jen's yes and to a physical altercation is to say there is something else. You contacted me or your hairstylist contacted me for to be like a hair model or something.
Yeah, she thought she was going to be like the subject getting a hair treatment of these extensions for quote unquote a master class. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but maybe she thought she was like, it was an event where she was going to like teach others how to put in hair extensions and Jen would like generously like for free.
Yeah.
Be the model getting some free hair extensions for
and attention
moment. But it's like, and then it turns out that it was like, no, we want you to model for the website. Those photos are going to be used to sell product. And it's like, did she not think there was going to be a single photograph of her getting a masterclass hair free treatment? Like, that's, I get that they're going to argue like, this is for commerce and that was a favor or like whatever. But like, it's such a weird, what do you think happened on the phone call that then she claims that? Because like, then the claim is that like Danielle called Jen and was like, do you know what you're signing up for? This is actually to model for my friend.
And your hair person might be upset.
I think that Jen agreed to something that she didn't understand. And I think that Danielle was calling to kindly be like, hey, this might be a conflict, but didn't quite spell it out as elegantly as she could have. And then I think they both lost it.
Yeah, I think the number one thing that you cannot do unless you're looking for a fight on New Jersey is question a person's loyalty.
Yeah.
And Jen was saying you are
disloyal. New Jersey is about loyalty.
100%. Jen was saying to Danielle, you were disloyal to your hair person. And Danielle was saying how dare you question my disloyalty? And also, you are doing that with me right now. So the thing that you're accusing me of doing is some sort of strategy you're explicitly doing right now. I'm confused why Jen said yes from the jump to this. If we're talking about
loyalty. Well, that is confusing. But I think that Jen will take a free thing offered to her from any direction it's coming.
Yeah. And I guess if it's coming with extensions, that's like a couple $1,000s.
Yeah, I think she's like, all right, I'll get some free extensions.
Right.
Like, sure, I'm a model.
I wonder what the hair person, who we'll never hear from because we're not getting a reunion.
I know. I can't believe we're not getting a reunion.
Can we even?
No, we can't.
And there's like word on the street is that instead of a reunion, which we know we're not getting, that one of the alternates being discussed is like maybe in two different groups or whatever, sitting the cast down to do a People's Couch style reaction to the finale ep where they're like giving commentary.
No.
I want that in addition to whatever, but that's not
right. That's
substitute.
Fine, but that's not
that's me for YouTube.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say I doubt the final episode is interesting enough for that.
Well, I don't know. Andy is pushing. I know that Andy's the guy who's like, you know, this coming season of Orange County with Noelle is gonna change your life. It's so good. So like, we all know, like a little bit of a grain of salt.
Yes,
but the way he's saying this,
really,
something in me is
something's
like, this
happening.
Could be really good.
But I'm like, but I'm not. I'm just so curious where we're going this season because we're only really like what
to the death. I think
so. That's got to be maybe. I mean, but it's like they did just kind of do this with Vanderpump, and it was underwhelming.
True, solid point.
That I'm like, and Vanderpump, like they're not. I mean, maybe it's like also for them not to definitively be like, and this was the end. Like I'm like, well, then why did we watch them watch a fake ending? And I'm afraid of New Jersey being like. Basically, like, we're all going to watch it together and everybody like, oh, and it's like, yeah, where do we go from here? And then 6 months of what's going to happen with the cast? And then there's some like reconfiguration or like a quiet death. Like, if you're going to do this, the episode I'm watching of them watching an episode needs to be like spelled out of like, we're watching the end together.
They're not going to do that.
Exactly. And that's why I don't think it's like a great device.
Yeah, and also, like, the whole idea of this was so crazy that we couldn't continue, it could be applied to last season of New Jersey as well. So, like, what enabled the cast to be able to film together this season after last season's reunion that is no longer possible after the finale? I assume there's some, well, obviously, because we saw the Last Supper, we saw Dolo at the table. Obviously, there's some huge physical altercation moment that takes place. But that doesn't really explain to me why there's not a reunion happening unless something else happened. I think it's probably War of the Roses, Teresa v. Melissa, Danielle v. Jen. It's going to be like a fucking shit show.
The last couple episodes, and I missed a few in the middle just because like I'm not always like abreast on Jersey, but I always like to drop back in. And it's just like, we are having so many different fights at once.
Yeah, it's not great.
That like, it is almost like overwhelming and hard to like pick which one I need to think about at a time. Like, it's like too much stimulus to the point that it's like, it's all just a low buzz.
Honestly, Jersey right now would have been the best case scenario for Potomac, which fumbled the ball last season. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like people genuinely hating each other and things escalating every other moment, what we're watching right now is a cast that quite obviously literally cannot get along. Like they can't do their job.
They're all too stubbornly like think that they're right. There's no accountability. And when there is, it's just serving themselves to get to the next thing. There is no like genuine, like I'm going to. And again, that you could say that of lots of fights and lots of like pairings on the Bravo universe. But like there is something like here. It's like watching Jackie like do something fucked up and then come apologize for it and then do something fucked up and come up. Like it's like, oh, how long can that perpetual motion machine like it can't keep going. Like there's a point where I'm like, okay, well, like, one, nobody believes your apologies. And two, like, you shouldn't, like, you can't be mad that you don't get invited to things when you go to things and are mean and shitty. And, like, I met Jackie once at a premiere, like, at the Bros premiere. a couple years ago. Oh my God.
Wow.
She was there. Throwback. She looked amazing.
Billy Eichner.
And she was there, and I was there with my friend Alyssa, and we were like, it's her. And we were like, we have to walk over. And we were like, hi, you look amazing. And she was like, thanks. It's so hot in here. And like, that's pretty much all we did. But it's like, I wanted to like her because I've met her in person briefly once. And it's like, that's all it takes for me. But it's like, we can't even keep, like, you all can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
Like, we do need people who actually can take a step back. Like, the beauty of watching people for years on reality TV is watching them grow and change and be different and the same and all. Like, if everybody's just going to keep kind of spinning their wheels of doing something, saying something, and then half-heartedly apologizing for it and then basically doing the same thing again to the same or maybe some different people, like, at some point, that is just, like, not it.
And the difficulty, too, is if Jackie doesn't feel like she has trust or respect in her friendship with Marge and or yeah. Melissa and Marge, and there aren't any stakes there because she's taken them out, the replacement for that's going to be real tough because mm-hmm. I don't feel like there are a lot of stakes except for those
yes.
vested and invested in, like, dragging, again, Melissa and Marge.
Yes.
You're taking out all the teeth here. Right. We want to keep some of those teeth. If you're telling us the teeth didn't
there
exist,
there need to be real.
We need to have a little bit of a bite.
Yes. But if it's just like, oh, no one cares about anybody anymore, and it's like, then yeah, it's not a big deal when something happens, no matter how quote unquote huge what someone says or does is. It's because, like, I've lost. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
What does it do to anybody?
So Jen says this stuff to mm-hmm. try to get a reaction yes. out of Danielle. She gets a reaction. And then I guess we see maybe, oh, this is so mean of me, but here we go. A little bit of a difference in how those marital relationships are working. Because Nate immediately.
I wish
is
we had
like,
a timer on how long it took Bill to come outside.
Bill took his, but I think also I He's understand a certain level of exhaustion of like, what did my wife do now? But the way that Danielle said to Bill Aiden, like, you're married to a bitch, like, your wife is the worst.
Did he blink?
He was like, tell me something I don't know.
I saw somebody post or tweet or say something where it was like watching Bill, like, he's just so tired. And it's like, he worked all day and he has to get up and work again tomorrow. It's just something that's like not really familiar to the rest of the the husbands on that show.
Valid.
Like, he's sitting and having a drink being like, I gotta go home. I have an early day of operate. Like, it's like.
But my favorite part of that dynamic is Nate Cabral saying to Jen Aiden, like, you know what you did. I just watched it. You should be better than this. Do not. Because he saw what Jen Aiden did and, like, putting yeah. hands on his wife. And you cannot tell me that Jen Aiden wasn't aware. I know that, like, when you're in a high and, like, whatever.
But she went into that party with plans to provoke
yes,
her.
Yes, so 100%.
Whether she intentionally, and she didn't, because, like, I think she's smart enough to know that, like, first hands are the worst hands. Like, you can't, like, if you did it first, like, that's still the worst thing.
So she was hoping to be second.
I think she was hoping that Danielle through her words that she could get Danielle
right
to either say something much worse or put hands on her. But Jen, at the end of the day, is like not fully in control of herself in the way that none of these women are, and that's why they're on TV. And she shoved her.
And so Nate Cabral stands up for his lady. They go on their like angry car ride home.
Yeah.
And Bill Aiden is just left to deal with the mess.
Again, I wish we had a clock on how long it took him to come outside after watching them leave, because it seemed like it was many minutes.
It's not even a question of, like, who would you rather be married to?
Yeah.
Nate, for days.
For days. For days.
I want my partner to know when I've done wrong and, like, talk to me about it. And obviously there's, like, some stuff going on with Danielle and her family that, like, we haven't really gotten into of like some of her stuff where it's like, what is the conversation happening behind closed doors about the way she's, like, shutting people out and needing to get more information on why that has come to be. But putting that aside, Nate Cabral stood up and he said, not my lady.
Yeah.
We are a team.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Can we talk about.
Yes.
If you were invited to that party, what would you have worn? And what, like, based on Teresa's description, I mean, obviously it might not be something from in here.
I'm looking in the closet. None of, like, this would have been
it
appropriate.
It was such a confusing. I just, like, it's like, it is the thing that makes Teresa lovable, even though I really don't like her. It's just kind of her. She just goes with what she knows. And that's all that there is what she knows. And I don't know if it's a lot. It doesn't seem like it. But she really was like, I've been to Tulum. here's how I experienced children. And she was like, you're not wearing a lot. It's also like a spa, but it's the jungle. Like hearing hearing everybody give adjective descriptors to what Tulum is as a theme. Just, I mean, I need a supercut of it. It was amazing. Every single person, when they were like, what are you going to wear? What are you wearing? It's the Tulum party. And it was like just hearing everybody have a wildly different definition.
Sort of like a Miami Fantasia, no?
It did seem like that. But then you saw like the way Teresa, like I think about Tulum, my experience, like what I know of Tulum.
I've never been to Tulum. Have you been to Tulum?
It's just like, it's not. It's very like low key from what I, like from the experience I know of it. Like we went, like I went on vacation near it, but from the photos I see, it's a lot of like, yeah, it's kind of like jungle and then beach and there's good seafood. And it's kind of like everybody's wearing jean shorts and a bikini top. And like, it is where rich people were going for a minute, but I don't think it was like ever a glitzy place.
But I think anywhere that Teresa and some of these women are going,
she's like, I wore glitter there. So everybody should be wearing glitter.
But I also think like if you are going anywhere in a private jet, your experience is going to be putting literally your CVS pharmacy order at an 11.
Yeah.
Like it's, yeah. You can make whatever trip you want to go on to wherever you want to go extremely, extremely extravaganza and fabulous.
Teresa's
if
big
you wish
sleeves
it.
And her glittery heart. But then like what Danielle was wearing, I was like, are you from like the back of a Britney Spears video from like the late 90s, early 2000s. Like it was very just like destroyed. Like she looked like she would fit in the jungle, like as a like sexy, like, oh, this fell off. Like everybody had like the weirdest clothes on. But then like Jen showed up in like a satin toga. Like I just, everybody was just,
that's right.
Everybody was just dressed so differently.
That is also though the experience of like going on any kind of vacation or trip.
Yes.
Is that most people are going to show up to dinner
in wildly different outfits.
And wildly different outfits.
I mean, that's true of
outfits.
A lot of our housewives. Yeah. Like even just watching like, you know, the last season of New York and like them going to that like final dinner on their trip and having like, who's the one we love?
Jenna?
No.
Erin, just kidding.
Jessel? I laugh my way all the way out of the apartment. Jessel coming down in like a gown, but then like other people were in like a crochet dress and a bikini top. Like it was just like, I do love seeing them all interpret like, what do I wear to dinner differently?
Well, that's when we first fell in love with Denise Richards, because she showed up to Bahamar in those
shorts,
sparkly little shorts or whatever.
She's and like then casual.
And then got dragged by everybody when I thought she looked,
adorable.
For real life, entirely appropriate, cute as a button, like adorable. But on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you're wearing a garbage pail.
Yes.
And like, this is not of this world. This is like a completely ridiculous look that you deserve to be dragged for if you are, you know, according to Dorit.
According to Dorit, who's like, she was like, this wasn't head to toe rented Fendi. Like,
in my real life, do I ever want to go to a themed event?
No.
Never. Not once.
Not a once.
Not ever. Do I ever want to do it?
I don't like when there's a dress code. I mean, I like when there's a dress code, so I know what I should be wearing.
Yeah.
But I don't like being told, like, where it's like, purple. Wear pastels.
Right.
Like, and I'm like, well,
I don't want to
own pastels. Right. And I'm not buying something for this that I wouldn't already own.
There's like nothing more I hate about that. But when it comes to housewives,
I need them to have
a theme.
Long, weird list of adjectives to a theme that doesn't make sense. I need that.
Nene's like white party, gays, brunch extravaganza. I need it. Need it in my heart and soul. Need it desperately.
I love it.
So I'm into that for NJ. I really genuinely thought the episode was so fascinating, but we have to get into the Jacqueline of all. Do we not literally Jacqueline? Jackie. I'm using her
Jackie
title.
Yes. I was like, Jacqueline. It's also literally like Jen Lurita. Aiden looks like Jacqueline, old Jacqueline.
Does she?
I think she does. When she first came onto the show, I was like, is Jacqueline back? And then I was like, oh, I guess not. That's a different person.
Well, you know what?
A couple of the women are starting, like, just like all look too simple. Like, I think this is true across, I would say, just all of TV, reality TV, of people who aren't like actors, even actors and actresses are certain. Like, there's just kind of like a couple of features that look the same on everybody. And I'm like, oh, well, I can't tell the difference between all these people now. Like, I'm not paying close enough attention. To like, you know, I know like it's been talked about on Love Island. Everybody's got the same plastic surgery. Everybody has the same fillers, the same lips, the same fake teeth, the same like brow done. And it's just like, yeah, we kind of do need people to start at least choosing different stuff. Because everybody looks too similar.
I think you can apply that to friendships too. Yeah. Of like, you're coming in and everybody is this one brand, this one seemingly united front. But I'm trying to remember Jackie's old face. So it's like this whole next generation. The toughest thing that I've seen, but also genuinely hilarious thing that I saw on Watch What Happens of recent, was when Jackie was riding hard for Tree on Watch What Happens. And Andy was like, LOL, like, wait until you see the next couple episodes. And then he had obviously seen the next couple episodes. Jackie had not. And Rachel Fudo went on Watch What Happens and was like, she's the laughingstock of Bravo. I can't disagree with that. She looked, Teresa's literally saying, we don't give a fuck about this lady.
Is Jackie just a friend of this season?
I mean, yes, she is.
Yes. And well, it's just like the last two episodes, she's been in them a lot. So it's kind of like,
she's doing her very best. And I don't even know. I know that people are making the argument of like, she's just doing this for camera time. No, I think she's just doing this because she's losing her shit.
I think she is too.
Worse, this woman is lost at sea. It's very uncomfortable to watch. It's entertaining.
It's entertaining, but it makes me sad because I'm like, I don't know her life off camera. I hope she has other friends. And I hope she doesn't treat them like she treats the friends she has on this show. Like when Dolores was looking at that text message and it's like, I hate her, she's a slob. It's like, it'd be hard to read that from some, like, about yourself from somebody.
Yeah. And Dolo obviously caught up to the fact that that text message did include, I hate her. Because last week it was only about her being a slob.
Now, you guys know I love a solo trip to Paris. But there have been a couple instances while on vacay at my home away from home where I'm walking through an arrondissement and the directions that I'm given are not great. I have found myself multiple times late at night on these kind of side streets, which sure might get me back to my hotel a little quicker than not, but don't make me, a single woman, comfortable, especially when traveling alone. That's why I love Life 360. It gives me peace of mind and also my mom, who knows when I'm on vacation that I'm okay. She can check in as she does daily. But also by checking Life 360, she's able to see where I am and when. There are times where I miss a text or a call, and that's not just when I'm on vacation. It's obviously also when I'm back home. Life 360 works to bring that necessary peace of mind. And there are ways to customize according to your lifestyle. Life 360 has phone finding features called tiles. You can use them to find a lost item. That gives me a lot of comfort, especially because I'm someone who constantly misplaces things, including my keys. Life 360 is a lifeline during emergencies, especially with free crash detection, which sends you an alert if someone in your circle is in an accident. It has your family's back when they're on the road with things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, road assistance, driver report cards. You can track your stuff with tiles, stay connected with loved ones without constantly bugging them, and make everyday family life better. Parents have enough to worry about. Breathe easier with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code AndyScrolls to get 1 month off of the gold package for free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com. Use code AndyScrolls. I love chickpeas so much that at one point, my former roommate, shout out Taryn, had a little bit of an intervention with me about my daily chickpea intake. I love it so much, but unfortunately, in the wild world of podcasting and just living in New York City, I don't have the time to give the chickpeas the love they deserve, which is why I love Cook Unity. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. My friend of the Moroccan chickpea tagine with turmeric rice. It features my beloved chickpeas as the star of the show, and a big step up from my usual sauteed chickpeas with pepper and salt. There's no cooking required for a chef-quality dining experience right at home when you use Cook Unity. My food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that keeps meals fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. There are hundreds of dishes to choose from, and the menu is updated constantly. I mean, I'm vegetarian, typically dairy-free, but I err on the side of vegan. there are tons of options to choose from. Go to cookunity.com/andysgirls or enter code andysgirls before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code andysgirls or going to cookunity.com/andysgirls today. You know what I don't love at all? That vicious week before I start my period. I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin. I just don't feel like myself. I have crazy cravings, usually a week and a half before. I know when I want a little bit of extra sugar and some carbs that the hormones are happening. And for those who are going through menopause or perimenopause, that feeling of having a struggle to find comfort in your body or being done with menopause but still feeling like a wet sock on a busy highway. Well, lucky for me, I can manage PMS with EstroControl. And for those dealing with menopause or perimenopause, there is Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. And a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony alone. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today.
I mean, Jackie looks, I don't know. I think when you get into like the Housewives commerce and people are, you're a cast member and you're studying each other's social media to look for clues of who values your friendship and who does not.
Who to trust.
I get that being inside of this world and this universe can be extremely toxic, supported by a very, very toxic audience, especially New Jersey. So I don't want to like blame Jackie for doing a thing that my guess is a lot of people do, but per Dolo, other people are smarter. So it's like at Marge, if Marge was talking shit about her and Polly, she was smart enough not to write it down on the phone.
Right.
Like with Jackie.
Right. You say that over a lunch, not a text.
I mean, and it's also like you're texting this person freaking out because you weren't tagged. You're still in the photo. People know who you are. Is this the new economy of like being tagged?
If you were dropped out of the photo,
that would be bad.
Then you could be like, you know what? This feels intentional. Right. And I'm going to talk about it as if it was intentional because it's hard to believe that only I, you know, I get that. But just to not be tagged, it's like that's not enough to have that reaction.
Also, not being invited to events, she's a friend of. She shouldn't
You're
be.
You're not a full cast member. When you get invited to events, you suck.
I know.
Like,
it's
you
tough.
Do things that are like you get in fights or you have to apologize and it's all like, I don't know why, like off camera, why would these people invite you to an event?
I don't know. It's like the chicken or the egg or somebody chasing its own tail of like, you're obviously not getting along with these people, but some of that is because you're not being invited. But if you're not getting along with these people, why would you be invited? But then you're taking that as a mark against your friendship, but you're also saying your friendship isn't strong.
Yeah.
So
it's tough.
I don't know what follows, but she looks so desperate.
She looks desperate.
It's kind of, and again, it is watchable television.
Of course.
So I'm not saying it's not watchable. I'm just saying like she has to me become a little bit of a laughing stock. And if we are going to find something out mid-season, which is what, you know, Teresa keeps alluding to, that there's some like big reveal that happens.
We're approaching it.
We haven't gotten to that at this point in time. And Jackie's not making sense here.
I know. I mean, there was nothing was more telling than when she got to Melissa's last week and she walks in and slips and falls and is like,
tough.
And she's like, oh my God. She was like, did you see this? There's something on the floor. I didn't even drop my drink. And like seeing like Danielle and whoever she was talking to be like, let's go over here. Like, it's like, it was just such a, like, I was like, yeah, that's, it's like, she's doing a thing that is like, we're like, quote unquote, worthy of an attention moment of like, I fell. She didn't, I don't think she did that on purpose, but like something happens where like she's the center of attention. Everyone's like, I can't even look at that.
Poor
Jackie.
Poor Jackie. Cause Someone said, I don't know if I mentioned this on an episode, but I saw, I feel like every other sentence this episode has been me being like, somebody said something.
Yeah.
But I did see something that someone had said about the fact that Jackie finally feels like she's in with the cool girls, and mm-hmm. that's kind of influencing her decisions.
Yeah.
So going by that metric, you think you're with the cool girls and yet you're now also a cool girl. And then you see a scene of them being like, you're only a cool girl because we're using you for something. Mm-hmm. Does she even allow herself to hear that?
I don't know.
How bad was that moment? Because I think a lot of us thought it. We're thinking, I don't even mean this as an insult to Teresa and Jen.
At the sound bath.
Of Teresa and Jen being like, was it to Jolo? That they're essentially saying like,
there's a three of them.
She's only here. We don't give a shit about her.
Like, she has all the secrets that Marge has.
We're trying to get them out of her.
Ever to Jackie. And if we could get them out of Jackie, then we have that on Marge.
Is there a way to look at that and be Jackie? I'm sure that there is, because I'm sure she's attempting it to devil's advocate and be like, no, I get that. But like, they still love me.
I mean, that might be something she forces herself to believe.
I don't think they dislike her. I think that they like her, but you cannot tell me that you
can't. They're not using her.
Well, and that's her argument with Melissa is, you are referencing from the bougie brunch. Jackie's argument with Melissa was like, do not reference any tension that I had with Teresa because you're trying to trip me up. You're not allowing me to be friends with her, and you're using frustration for your own purposes. Mm-hmm. If you believe that, how do you then not believe when Teresa and Jen are saying out loud that very same thing about using her for Marge? If you see one part of this, which I frankly don't even really agree with.
Yeah, frankly likes.
How?
I don't know.
Frankly likes. Literally. possible title of it.
Okay.
If you agree with that part of this, how do you not stay consistent?
Yeah. You can't pick and choose what you're hearing from these women. Like, you can't believe some of them and not others when, like, you are kind of living in a place of, like, everyone's words are probably the same. Like, it's not like so slanted and so creepy where it's like, well, I can't believe anything that they say anyway. Like, that's not like, you have to watch the show and be like, whatever everybody's saying about me is probably how they feel.
And also, Jackie did something that I was like, oh, don't Lala with me right now.
Oh, no.
Where she said essentially, you know, Melissa's referencing something that Jackie wrote about in her book about potentially having an issue with her.
She relapsing with her eating disorder because of something Melissa said or Teresa said. I forget who
that
she was.
Jackie wrote in her book that she had a relapse because of Teresa's behavior, yes. And that she wrote about it in her book. And Jackie's response was, not you're lying, not this didn't occur, but the book isn't out yet, so this reality does not exist. To me, similar to Lala saying to Ariana, will you apologize to me for laughing during that scene with Charlie, but that apology didn't air, so it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
When you start talking in those terms, I'm like, Jackie, you do not believe this. You're too smart to say dumb stuff. Like, you're saying this didn't happen because people haven't read the book yet. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she was like, my mom hasn't even read the book. And somebody was like, that means nothing.
Yeah, Marge said that, which was Marge being a dick about her mother. Like, that, we're not going to pretend. Then Marge is that like, I didn't say anything about your mom.
It's like,
babe,
you did.
You referenced you really it. Did. That absolutely did happen.
Just her bringing up her mom doesn't mean that you get to then say something about it.
But Melissa saying this thing because she read the book, and then Jackie being like, no, that doesn't count because the book's not out yet. Yeah. So you have an advance on my feelings.
No.
That should not be real until the book has been released is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. You can't. That's not how this goes.
You're telling me by your actions that you don't believe that you're trying to position this new friendship and allyship in a way that does not make sense. You can tell me I had no other choice to be friends with these people because I was not getting along with Marge, and then through that somehow wasn't getting along with Melissa. I believe that.
Yep.
But when you're saying it's a question of morality and values.
Yeah, no.
You lose me.
You lost me.
Because everything, we're getting so many examples of the fact that doesn't make sense.
Right.
She's too smart to be this stupid unless she's genuinely dumb, which is possible.
Yeah. We don't know. But I don't know. I don't think she's this dumb. I think she's like losing her grip.
I think she's spiraling out. And I think for the irony here of being the woman who said she was going to treat being a friend of like the best way and the most healthful way, that she took it like a champ.
Yeah.
What we're watching right now is
someone
like
absolutely grasping.
Yeah, it's a delayed reaction to being demoted. You were great at the beginning, but now you're losing your fucking mind because of it. And frankly, I think I would also be losing my shit.
Of course.
But she's trying to say that like she took a higher route. She like kind of was so mature that she handled stuff, and it's like, okay, that might short term, but long term, we're not really seeing that pan out.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate how watchable it is. I feel bad because it is a little bit entertaining. She's lost track of herself a little bit. And I don't mean just in terms of like LOL seeing these awkward moments with her and members of the cast. She's trying to convince us that 2 and 2 make 7. And I just don't think that's how math is mathing over there in NJ.
No.
I don't know.
No.
It's tough.
It is.
Poor sweet Jacqueline, who is Jackie. I'm just calling her by her longer name, yes, which is probably not even her longer name. Her name is probably Jackie. I just, it's a tough, I don't know. This does reference something that you sent to me in your list of discussion points, which I do want to discuss, where you said you'd like to talk about friends being friends with your enemy.
I feel like New Jersey is the ultimate distillation of, like, I have an enemy and you being friends with her is an affront to me. Like, they are the ultimate, like, loyal, like, New Jersey is about loyalty. Like, Beverly Hills is about status. New York is about striving. Like, these are all, like, but I think that there is some, like, it's just, like, it's been more and more of, like, a Bravo thing lately. And I think New Jersey does a nice job of, like, those women really, I think they live by that of like my friend, like you can't be friends with someone who wronged me ever. Like you can't do that. Now I don't trust you. Whereas like, I don't know if I feel that way in real life. Like, I don't I guess like the levels of wrong that are happening on that show are not levels that like I understand. Cause I'm like, oh, you said I didn't go to an event. I don't know. Like, like I got like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't have like a husband who like is stealing money from people or whatever. Like, I don't know like what it feels like to be wronged in the way that these women perceive the wrongs. But I do just think it's an interesting piece of Jersey that has always been true. There has all, and like, as we've watched seasons with like shifting, you know, relationships, it's just like, so, I don't know. I just find it very interesting to watch on television. And I think that they are like the pinnacle of kind of like that being a lot of the focus. Like we've seen, you know, we saw it on Vanderpump this season. We saw like, but I think that like Ariana doesn't really feel like I'll never. And also like the way Tom and Rachel wronged her is way worse than almost anything that happens on New Jersey. Like, I think in terms of blowing up someone's life, in terms of like the deep emotional hurt.
100%.
I think these women get embarrassed. They get angry. But like no one's been hurt like that. And Ariana still was just like, I mean, she's also, Ariana and Teresa are two people who can compare to each other in terms of just like emotionally being there. But I do think, you know, seeing the Melissa Teresa divide over the years and come together and divide and like, and how it has created these kind of camps is just kind of interesting.
And it's, to me, this, the difficulty of like, I think both sides would agree that the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
But poor sweet Jackie is like, no, we're just friends.
And like, and she's, I don't think that Jackie is as aware of the game. I think especially because she's a friend of, I think she feels like that makes me neutral. Right?
Yeah, I think she's, I don't know that she, it's, I don't know if it's a lack of awareness versus just like full denial.
Like wanting to believe like,
too
okay,
aware
if,
before.
If I'm in, right. But I feel like there's like a little bit of her brain, whether it's consciously or subconsciously going, if I'm being brought in this way, that separates me from the main thing, which is basically like Teresa and Melissa's camps don't interact with each other positively ever. I think she thinks like, okay, well, if I'm getting demoted, then like the role I get to have is I am just here and I get to do things that I want. And you don't get to necessarily play the one side or the other with me as much as if I were a full-time cast member, which I don't think is true. but I think she might think is true. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. It was a really
good episode.
It was a really good episode. We are watching. It makes me sad for the end of NJ. It is to me, and I do have to rep because I have to have like, video therapy with my psychiatrist.
I mean, I've been here for 9 hours.
You guys, we literally talked for like a full hour before we started to record.
I woke up and came here and started talking to you.
Oh my God, that's so magical. The one thing that I do have to note before we skadoodle is that it is to me kind of funny that like, even though I think 80% of the cast will be fired by the end of the season.
They have to be.
Which is, it's so upsetting to me. And I will go through a mourning process. Like, I don't care how you feel about Teresa. If Teresa's not on my screen anymore, like, I do just need to process that a little bit.
It's an end of an era. And it is a loss. In whatever bucket of loss you want to consider it.
We don't know that that's going to happen. Right. We really don't. But I'm just saying that, like, I'm not great with change. I just need a second to get through it, talk about it.
Also,
is 17 episodes. And we don't know that she's going anywhere.
Look at New York.
New York, I'm still kind of processing, honestly, at the end of the day. I need to look at last season and really figure out if I really liked it.
I lost the most important women in my life overnight.
Truly, this has been a tough journey. But the thing to me that is genuinely funny is, like... They like production network, whoever. Jen Aiden has fucked up so hard.
So hard.
That like you couldn't even wait until the end of the season to fire her. She has seemingly been fired in real time. This woman is not allowed to do any promotion. You're not going to see her for a second unless you have not seen her on Watch What Happens.
Yeah.
So far this season in a way that is shocking to me.
That tells me that we maybe won't ever.
I don't think we will. She's not allowed to do interviews right now. Her grid is like her talking about what she's bought in her closet on Prime. You're not seeing any production, tonight on New
Here's
Jersey.
A photo from the party that
you're
tonight's
not
episode
seeing
is about.
Any of that. Yeah. She has been excised from the kingdom. It to me just genuinely, I'm processing it as this is really funny because it's just like, if you don't believe that she was doing some like dark magic behind the scenes, you have to look at the response to this is like, for everything that the terrible things that people on New Jersey have done on camera and off camera, the fact that this was the thing that took Jen Aiden out is wild. It's wild to me. Like, I don't know when we'll see her back on Broadway. She really pissed people off. And this is not about what we watched last night.
Something else is afoot.
Something else. Has Danielle been on Watch What Happens this season?
I don't know.
She's approaching. If she has, she's certainly approaching her
due time to come on.
Yeah, she's approaching her like marketing of the show very, very differently. She still feels like a present member of the cast, regardless of who the fuck gets to stay on the show.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's wild.
It's literally wild. Listen, we've recorded for forever. We have to go. I'm now late to my video therapy, which I push back. But this has been
a delight.
This has been therapy for me.
Thank you.
You know I die for you. You know I'm obsessed with you.
It's so great.
Where can AGs follow you on social?
Follow me on Instagram at Allison Leiby. You can come to shows that I post all the time if you're in New York or if I'm touring. Please come see me. And you can listen to my podcast, Ruined, that I host with my friend Hallie Kiefer. You can follow us at Ruined Podcast on social media. And you can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredible. Like this one. And speaking
like this one.
Well, speaking of getting stuff, have you signed up for the AG Patreon? It's the number one way to support the pod. You get exclusive bonus episodes, including a two-part Satchel Spectacular out now. It's 2 hours long. I'm deep diving supersized satchels about Summer House, Traitors casting, Kelly Kloran, Ben Simone's recent breakup, a lot of stuff on Real Housewives of New Jersey and Marge, and some behind the scenes tea from my visit to Watch What Happens because I was in the audience for the 15th anniversary ep. That and so much more. $2 a month gets you my love and thanks. $5 a month gets you 2 bonus episodes. $10 a month gets you 4. And keep in mind, part 2 of the Satchel Spectacular is exclusive to the OG of the AG and People's Couch tiers. And of course, a premium tier where you can record a Patreon ep with yours yours truly, or have a private Zoom Kiki. And again, that two-part Satchel Spectacular is out now. Patreon.com/AndysGirls. Follow me on Instagram and allegedly Threads at Dame Galley. Allison Leiby, best part of my day. And I don't just say that because there was a slightly low bar in terms of like stuff being up my butt and Mammy's throat yesterday. So, but we're starting at 11 today, yeah, which I really love.
Can only go down.
So guys, listen, get your mammograms.
Get your mammogram.
Get your colonoscopies.
Get your colonoscopies. Take care of yourselves.
Take care of yourselves and each other. Take a little time to enjoy the view.
Yeah.
And we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.